You're listening to Bounce Back Behavior, the show with Nakisha Michelle and Robin Denise, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Bounce Back Behavior. I'm your host, Nakisha Michelle. And if you've ever been blindsided by betrayal or had to smile through a storm, guess what? Today, Tuesday, right here on Bounce Back Behavior is for you. So let's talk about heartbreak healing and becoming the woman or man that your pain did not destroy. Oh. Robin Denise. Girl, are you ready?
I'm ready, but the way you just said that your pain did not destroy, honey, that's deep, okay? I ain't even gonna hold you, because for real, when the pain don't destroy you but make you stronger and you able to stand up and stand out because of that pain, that's what the bounce back is, right? That's what we be talking about on the show.
That's what the bounce back is, okay? I like that too. The pain that did not destroy you. Yes, let's get into it. So guess what, all right? So today's show, you know, we can talk about any and everything, but today we're going to get into the fire. Because rebirth only happens after the breakdown, okay? That's when the rebirth comes. But I'm excited. You know, me and Robin Denise been passing stuff back and forth for months, trying to figure out what we're going to refer to our audience as, right? And then I had this big epiphany because I heard the song from Roger Troutman, right? Zap them, okay? Moe bounce.
A to the M. Hey,
Moe
bounce. To the M.
And it makes sense. We bouncing back every time. We don't get destroyed. We bounce back. So listen, we want to introduce y'all as a Moe Bounce Nation, okay? Hey. We don't do nothing but bounce to the ounce. Bring it, and we can bounce even harder.
Moe Bounce Nation, Moe Bounce.
So excited. Do you like that, Robin Denise? Like, we didn't really deeply talk about it, but do you
like it. Like, when I saw that, I was like, yes. This is perfect. And I love me some Roger and Zap, okay? Computer love. I love Roger and Zap. And it also makes me think of growing up in Cali with the low riders going down the street. Like, that's Moe Bounce. You know, this is California. Yes. We LA Talk Radio. Like, come on. Yes, with the low riders and you just...
Yes. So I think the ancestors have spoken. They hear us. And I think they with us. Mm-hmm. And we've taken it Moe Bounce to the ounce. This is Moe Bounce Nation. And we're so happy to have our listeners with us and rocking with us. I'm so, so excited. But Robin Denise, you know I'm nosy. I want the tea. What have you been doing over this week? What's going on in Paris? You know I want the tea. You up there doing your thing.
That was my inner child devious laugh. I have been having all of the fun and having play dates with myself. Like, I go out on walks and I wander. And as I'm wandering, I'll see, like, these stores that I'll just pop into. The other day this weekend, I saw this crafting store that, like, they give you everything you need to create stuff. And they even have people there to support you in whatever you're creating. But, like, it's all up to you what you want to create. So I went in there and I made a whole purse. Like
a purse,
like
a bag,
bitch.
Like you yes. put on your shoulder and you put yes. in it
it's
and carry
so,
it around.
Yes, it's so motherfucking cute. And like I painted on it, got some symbols on there. It's just adorable and so me.
Well, wait a minute, I ain't trying to cut you off, but you took it to another level. People be sipping and painting and shit, and you raking purses.
Yo, at this place they had the option to do macrame. They had the option to do mosaic art. Like it would they
What?
gave the options of high level, you do what you want in here, but we about to craft. I was like, this is very Parisian of you all. Like we Paris is like, we're not doing no paint and sip over here.
And quilting, right? Quilting,
Right.
painting, and sipping.
Yes.
Girl, and playing Uno. You over there that made a whole damn purse.
It's so cute.
So you
I
gonna
mean,
sell the purse? Does the purse have any healing qualities? Because you wouldn't be the spiritual baddie without a healing quality to the purse. Do it got any magical powers? Because I know you.
yes, anything my hand touched got magic to it, okay? The fairy dust gets sprinkled on it immediately. So it is, but I'm not. I mean, maybe one day I'll sell prints of it because it is very beautiful. And let me just, I want to clarify that, like, when I say I made a purse, they had like the sachets for purses already there. And then you get to like decorate and put whatever you want on it and add like charms or anything that you like, you know? So I didn't like sew a purse together and then decorate it. Like, yeah.
That's still beautiful though. You over there, you ain't just painting on a canvas, girl. You got a purse that you're gonna be walking around and people gonna be like, oh, that's one of kind. Where do you get that at? And you're gonna be like, oh, it's original. That's beautiful. That's so beautiful. Wow. That's beautiful.
It felt like the reclamation time. Remember how my place your order was, I want to reclaim Paris and not feel that hurt and like ting
Yeah,
from,
from your
yeah.
mom. Yeah.
It's the reclamation. So it's been feeling good.
Wow, that's awesome. I am proud of you. That's beautiful. And
Thank
that's what you have
you.
to do with, again, like we were talking about, that pain that didn't destroy you, that you over there making purses and reclaiming time in Paris. That's so beautiful.
Thank you, thank you. It feels good. It feels good. Ah, all right. We ready? We ready for what I be calling it? The inappropriate question.
Girl, the inappropriate question. Go right here. And I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I guess
Okay.
it was nerves.
Okay. All right. Cool. So, y'all ready for this? You ready for this?
I'm ready. Drop it. Drop it.
Okay. The inappropriate question of the day is, what makes letting go so hard? What is the reason why some cling to that sinking ship, that sinking relationship, job, situationship, whatever, when they've already been at rock bottom and they just like, I'm drowning in all of this, but they keep holding on.
Oh, girl, that is a mouthful. That's a mouthful. Ooh-wee.
Yeah. What makes it hard to let go?
I feel like seriously, you being personal with me, what's your problem? What's your problem? You know, honey, I could go so many directions with that, but you know, I had, let me say, I had, and I was struggling with internalized weight stigma. Internalized weight stigma. And because I had internalized weight stigma, I always struggle with worth and being seen. And once I felt like someone was seeing me, I didn't want to let that go, no matter how much of myself I was losing. I couldn't see myself just letting go because I didn't have anything else to fill it with. And at that time, it just felt like that person, that thing was everything. I even remember working jobs to the point where they would reward my good efforts with more work with the same pay. And I thought I had to outperform, outdo it, to prove my worth, only to just be exhausted, resentful, stressful, and gaining extra weight. But I had something to prove. I couldn't let go. How am I going to eat? How am I going to feed myself? What are they going to think of me? And sometimes I feel like at my age now, Robert Denise, that if I would know what I know now, I used to hear Oprah talking about when you get to your 50s and your 60s and
right.
you know, all of that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this light comes on, right? I'm like, yeah. But true enough, the light comes on and the tolerance level is no longer there. But I remember always trying to prove my fucking worth. That's why I couldn't let go. Because I had something to prove. I am good enough. To the people who didn't even give a damn.
You speaking the word. Thank you. And I appreciate you sharing that, because it is the question is deep. It's supposed to hit at that. Like, what's the deeper thing that's making us do these things? Mm-hmm. And for me, like, I had some of those same self-worth things. I also had like people pleasing because I wanted to be accepted. I didn't want to be seen as a failure to myself, to my family. And I really wanted to be a part of like community and that acceptance, that desire to be accepted. Because if I switch up or if they don't accept me no more, then I'm not worthy. You know, right. It comes back to that. And that internal like knowing of just what I've gotten to over the years of going through relationships, going through jobs, going through life, basically.
right.
What I've come to now is my self-worth is not tied to anything extrinsic, outside of me. Mm-hmm. It's all within me. And so as long as I can remind myself that I love me, as long as I remind mm-hmm. myself that, yo, Robin Denise, you are amazing. What? Mm-hmm. What? You are a light to this world. What? Mm. Your voice liberates souls. What? Mm. Like, you know what I mean? Like those affirmations that remind me of my power. Mm-hmm. When I sit with that, then I'm able to be like, oh, okay, I can release this because clearly this has come to an end, or I see that I'm not being valued here, mm-hmm. or I know that as beautiful as this was, it is now time for things to transform, and mm-hmm. it's okay for me to release it because I appreciated what was there and what we had and what I had at that job, or, you know, however it mm-hmm. shows up. Mm-hmm. So it's really been a journey. And I think that's what it was for me that made it hard to let go, was just this fear that I wouldn't be accepted, that I would be a failure, that my self-worth is not anything, all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Listen, Ooh. You are listening to Bounce Back Behavior, and we are your hosts. I'm Nikisha Michelle, and we got your girl, Robin Denise, in the house. And she has just posed an inappropriate question that she wants you to answer. And the way you can answer this question is calling in at 323-203-0815. Again, that number to call in is 323-203-0815. Robin Denise, back to you. What is that inappropriate question that we're answering today?
Yes, the question is, what makes letting go so hard? Like, what's the reason why some people cling to the sinking ship that they see, that relationship, that job, that situationship, whatever it may be, and they already at rock bottom? They feel like they at rock bottom, but they keep holding on to the thing that they need to let go. Why is it so hard?
Yes, why is it so hard? You know what? I don't like to be embarrassed.
Right. That fear of failure.
Yeah. I don't want to be embarrassed. I stayed in a marriage 2 seconds longer than I needed to because mm-hmm. I had a business that was thriving, and that business was based on the love story that I had created. Mm-hmm. And it was over. It had been over. It was over before it got started. But because I had already started in with this and it was working and I was gifted to help other people, I dare not walk away from my marriage, because then I felt like a failure. Mm-hmm. And then I was going to be embarrassed. And then I felt like, who was going to listen to me and want to come to me and spend thousands of dollars for me to help them find love, even though I was doing it and doing greatly.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't get my stuff together, right? And I think also we need to pay attention to, when I talk about internalized weight stigma, we need to talk about the internalized messaging that we get even growing up that has us beholden to these things where we feel like we have to hold on to something outside of ourselves.
Right.
What messages did we get? I'm curious, what messages did you get growing up or at some point in your life, Robin Denise, that had you feeling like you needed to hold on longer than you needed to?
Ooh. Child. You know, honestly, what comes up, and I'm not trying to be like hard on religion or the church at all. Mm-hmm. I have made my peace with it. But mm-hmm. what comes up is, I had a desire to be on the pulpit. This is, oh my gosh, it's the first time that I am verbalizing this out loud into national radio show. What the hell? Oh my gosh.
You wanted to be a what? Preacher?
I did. Can you not tell the way I be on my preacher status with coming up with these?
Girl, you better spill the tea.
It was this week that I had this, like, oh, can you hear me? It was this week that I had a, like, moment where it was like my spirit guides and God showed me, do you remember that you used to sit and stand in your living room preaching to the couch? Like, I used to preach to the couch, Nakisha. So, but hearing in the church, there's not many, at least in the church that I grew up, there weren't many, what's that thing called? Women preachers. Mm-hmm. So, and actually they voted, when I was growing up, they voted not to ordain women preachers in the Seventh-day mm-hmm. Adventist Church when I was growing up in the early 2000s, 1990s. So after hearing that and being like, man, how can I be accepted? If the church is not even going to accept my desire to share, quote unquote, the good news, where am I accepted at? And I started clinging to places that I thought was accepting me, but they weren't.
Girl, it kills me how much in common that we have. Mm. Robin Denise, I went to seminary at Virginia Union. I was one of the youngest, I was the youngest person and female.
Wow.
They couldn't even believe what I knew about scripture and all of that stuff. I had to have an interview with the dean before he would even let me in the school. He let me in the school and I was in there with all these old crusty ass black old men and a few crusty old black women.
Okay.
And I was in there with my fire. You know I'm fiery, right? Can you imagine me with fire at 20? I was even more fiery, right? I knew everything. And I thought doing that, and then my church, which I was in I kind of flipped around a lot. I believe this was kind of like it was non-denominational, but they came from Church of God of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was in the church, and you know, you have to do everything the pastor tell you to do. And so he opened up his own Bible school. So I started to go with that.
Ah.
And then on Friday, I was just telling Izzy about this. On Friday night, they would allow us to preach for 2 minutes. So wow. We would do sermonettes for 2 minutes. And the girl knew her stuff and she knew God, and she would light that place up.
Let's go.
And guess what would end up happening?
What?
The Lord said that everybody want to be in the pulpit and everybody want to be preachers, but don't nobody want to learn to follow. And you know, before you be a leader, you got to learn to follow. So the Holy Spirit told me nobody is getting ordained. Are you fucking kidding me? Over and over trying to prove myself and show that I was anointed and appointed and can prophesy and can lay hands, and they shut me down.
Oh my
God. They even said they heard that I was going to other places, which we did. You know, when you're in college, how you college hop to do the church ministries and stuff, and got back. There would be snitches. Okay. And it got back that I was over there operating out of my anointing and not without the pastor's permission.
Wow. Kiss oh my gosh. Dakeisha, this is,
hurt, girl.
Hurt.
Listen, and they want to know why I'm over here doing juju. Cause y'all simple over there. Y'all simple as hell.
Well, I think it is time for us to create the new way to be in communion and connection with higher power. Mm-hmm. And notice I didn't say the new church. Right. I used those words. I was very interested.
I like that communion.
Yes, because that's what it is. It's community. It's communal coming together to express love inward and outwardly. And your story really goes into the place your order moment. So it does, because it's actually shit, both of ours, you know, as we are just mirrors of one another.
Right. Can you imagine? We both got shut down. We wanted to just preach the word.
Listen, I almost spit out my water when you said that. Literally, I was like taking a sip and I was like, oh shit, don't spit this out. You don't want no electronic situation happen. But yes. Wild.
Uh-oh, so I think I lost.
The place your order for today is, there are times when we find there's obstacles to receiving our manifestation. And sometimes those obstacles, or even that feeling of being at rock bottom as you are trying to climb up to get to your purpose, that is not just because of us, right? These obstacles to our manifestations can be because of evil eye, because of jealousy and envy. Those energies put kinks into our auric field. They put kinks into how our manifestations come. So I don't know, Nakeisha, if you ever heard of evil eye, but it is. Have you heard of it? Let me just.
Yes, I have. Uh-huh. I have. And I know some people wear the bracelets with the eye on there to protect themselves and things like that. Yeah.
It's twofold. Like, you can use it as a protective amulet, and then there's actual like evil eye things that happen. So for those who don't know, evil eye is a type of energetic interference when someone directs strong emotion at you, especially strong emotion that is like jealousy or envy or ill intent. Whether or not this is conscious or unconscious, that energy can create a blockage in your field. And that blockage can lead to physical, emotional, or energetic imbalances, and also the hindering of you receiving your manifestations. So in this place your order, I want us to like address, yo, sometimes it's other people throwing shit at you. And what do we do about that?
Robert Denise, remind the callers, listen, Mo Bounce Nation, get in here. We talking. Yes. We are talking. Get in here. The conversation is live, and we want to hear from you. Be a part of the conversation, Mo Bounce Nation. The number to call in is 323-203-0815. Again, that number is 323-203-0815. And if you're listening to the replay of this message, that number will not work at that time. So you have to be live in order to be able to voice your opinion, your thoughts, and interact with us over here at Bounce Back Behavior. Robert Denise, back to you.
So how do we make sure these blockages and that evil eye stuff don't come for us? And one of the ways is, yes, wearing that evil eye amulet, but also sometimes you don't even realize that you have these blockages, these things that are hindering the field. Mm-hmm. And so I say moving with intention with your ancestors and with your spirit guides and with God and calling them forth and saying, yo, surround me with protection, remove anything that is, you know, coming my way that might be an obstacle for me.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Sorry, I just got a message from someone saying that they wanted to call in, but it's not letting them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sam?
The same number.
Sam? We're trying to talk to our producer. Go ahead, Robert Denise. I will send a message to Sam.
Yeah. So there's sometimes we can't feel it. And that's where like the spiritual baddies like myself and the spiritual gurus come in. Because sometimes you need a prayer from the pulpit. And then sometimes you need that good witch doctor, that's going to sound juju, but you need that good person to come through and clear out some energy and give you a spiritual bath recipe or give you some work to do with your ancestors to help clear something out so that the abundance and the thing that you are asking for comes your way. And I have a recipe for that.
Woo, recipe. But you know what? Before you get to the recipe, you know I got to be the devil's advocate today, right?
Yes. Go ahead.
Because we have a very diverse population. And I know I can hear the screaming, the inaudible screaming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's Robert Denise.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Where right does there. The blood of Jesus come in at?
Didn't you just not hear me say you could pray and take it to the church and sometimes you got to go somewhere else?
I think I got kicked out. Do you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh. Hey, I think I'm on here too.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm a caller.
Hey, caller.
Hello, caller. What's your name? And go ahead and state your claim.
So my name is Kyle. And I'm in North Carolina. I'm a new listener.
Uh-oh, what's
absolutely
happening?
Love y'all, especially that Robin Denise. Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me okay? I'm on my AirPods. I'm not sure. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes. We can hear you now. Go right ahead.
Okay. My name's Kyle. I live in North Carolina. I'm a new listener, but I absolutely love y'all. I love your show. Especially And I've been listening and I would love to be a part of the conversation. I'm excited and a little nervous.
All right. Okay. Well, let's hear. Go right ahead.
All right. Well, okay. So within my life and work, little background, I am a pastor. I'm a therapist. And I'm a social worker. So change is something that I've spent a lot of time thinking about. Like, what keeps us stuck? Why can't we, you know, I love your inappropriate question. And a lot of things come to mind. And one of the first things I was thinking about is how, for whatever reason, our brains, we are more comfortable with the pain that we know than we are the joy we don't know. We are scared of the joy that we don't know.
Yeah. Wow. I appreciate that. That is very true. It's because a part of change is accepting that we're moving into a place of possibly unknown. And that unknown can be scary, especially when folks are trying to control how they're moving in life, right?
Yes. Yes, and then these patterns we find ourselves in. This to me, this relates to the church too. I heard y'all talking about the church, and gosh, talk about a, you know, a group of people that have a hard time changing. We get in these patterns of behaviors, especially when there's traditions involved, and it's like you don't think you're allowed to break out of that, or maybe you don't even know you can or you're allowed to. And sometimes it even feels like you're like breaking some type of relationship with your grandparents if you, you know, verge from tradition or something. And so there's some kind of like loyalty sometimes that keeps us stuck.
Mm-hmm. That is so the truth. And the loyalty, it is the loyalty. And I have always kind of been challenged with that quote unquote black sheep syndrome. And so it just came a part of my time where I just accepted that sometimes in the lineage, someone is called to break free of what the status quo is and what everybody did. And it doesn't feel comfortable, but you always know that's your thing because you really struggle with fitting in. And anytime you struggle with fitting in, I like to rename that and say you're the chosen. You are shifting, breaking cycles, and moving your lineage in a different direction. And it doesn't mean what grandma and all those people did was wrong. It's just ran its course with you and what's supposed to come next. So I'm really into reframing things and also learning how to surrender. You know, religiously, they teach us to surrender, you know, let go and let God. But what I understand that to me is let go of everything that's clipping your wings from soaring. Mm-hmm. And when you let go, you don't know what's going to happen next because you've never been on that journey.
Right.
But you have to have that thing in you that says no matter what happens, the best is yet to come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if we can get in that mode and be like, no matter what happens, the best is yet to come versus that weary mode or that scary mode or that anxiety mode or that struggle mode, because we do those things very well. But if we learn to do well, the best is always aligned with me. And like Rama Denise said, my ancestors are supporting me. The angels are supporting me. The Holy Spirit is supporting me. Greater is he that's within me than he that's in the world. So if we can go with that, we'll be able to release things quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And the bounce back will be faster.
Right. And I'm just going to add this here. I'm just going to drop this right here real quick. A little thinking of reframe, right? Instead of the best is yet to come, because that keeps it in the mode of coming versus the best is here. Every day of my life is the best. I continue to call in the best. It happens every day is best. Like, you know, like walking in the feeling of it's now. I don't have to wait for something to reach me at some point. It's now. I can call in it now and it just keeps getting better. I call in it the betterness. I call in more universe. I call, you know. So I went off on a whole tangent, but yeah.
that is so good. I love that you're talking about reframing, because what comes to mind to me is, you know, Jesus starts off his Sermon on the Mount saying, "You have heard it said, but I say to you," and he did this multiple times. And what he's doing is he's not saying, don't listen to the tradition. He's saying, this is what it was actually supposed to be about all along. We just have to get away from that. And that's what the prophets did too. The prophets weren't like coming up with a new religion. They were trying to bring us back to the source, to the truth. And unfortunately, many of the prophets ended up getting killed for it, including Jesus.
Right. Well, wow. Thank you so much, caller, for all that you shared. That was amazing and grateful that you were able to call in. And yes, other callers, Mo Bounce Nation, okay, show up and show out when you're ready. The number is here for you when we are live, Mo Bounce Nation. So come on through in future episodes. I know Nakisha was going to give that like spicy other side of the evil eye discussion. And she just dropped out, so I'm gonna share this spiritual bath with you all, but I do want to hear her other side, because you know it's gonna be juicy. So if you want to do some warding off of evil eye on your own, right? If you're unable to talk with your pastors and do some cleansing, or you're unable to get a reading or energetic healing from a spiritual healer like myself, you can do a spiritual bath. And what that is creating a bath where you sit in some water that has been infused with other things. And so this spiritual bath would be a recipe of Florida water, rosemary, bay leaves, and a few drops of lemon juice. So, Florida water is a very big in spirituality. You can find that at any spiritual shop. You can even find it at some like holistic grocery stores. And then rosemary, bay leaves, those two you can let sit in some water, or you can brew it like a tea. You can also massage the rosemary and bay leaves into your water. And then a few drops of lemon juice. Fresh lemons are always best, but if you don't have access to that, that's okay. Also, if you don't have access to a bath, that is also okay, because you can just make a small batch and pour it over your head. So basically, once you've made this batch of Florida water, rosemary, bay leaves, and a few drops of lemon juice, you'll make your bath. Get it to whatever way you want it in the bathtub, and then sit in that bathtub, relax, put in your Florida water, rosemary, etc., and just be in it. Sit, set some intentions of clearing, call in your guides, call in your ancestors, call in Source Creator God to be with you and clear out whatever needs to be cleared out. If you're doing it in a shower, you take your regular shower and then dump it over your head. If you're able to put something on your head, if you're not, let it get your shoulders and down. And then it's always recommended to dry off if you have that option, where you just, sit around a little lazily and possibly naked and dry off. So that is the recipe for the spiritual bath, and that is the place your order. Now, Nakisha's not back yet, but what I was picking up from her was, what about, the folks who are like, that's bad juju, or like, I'm not getting into that. Like, what? No. My response to that is, there are multiple ways to get something done. Right? Like, you could there's multiple people that you could go to. Let's say, like, for dentist is coming up, but let's say you go to one dentist, they do some work here and there, and you actually have like a really specific thing that's happening with your teeth, and your dentist then refers you to another dentist and says, this dentist is a specializes in this. So you go to that dentist. This is all this is. This is understanding that sometimes you need this spiritual person in your life for this thing. And then sometimes you need to go somewhere else for something different. And it's okay. Nikisha's back. Hey, girl.
Hey, I am so sorry. I'm having all kind of technical difficulties, but that's because it's so juicy and we just rocking with it. And I was able to hear your recipe and I absolutely love it. I love it. And I encourage everyone to try something different, because clearly I'm going to be clear. You wouldn't be listening to Bounce Back Behavior if everything in your life was working. So if everything was working the way it was supposed to be working, I guarantee you wouldn't even be attracted to this show. So if she said go throw some juice and some leaves and some whatever she got. Go stir it up, twirl three times, jump and say a positive affirmation and baptize yourself in it. Do it, okay? Because the least God can be to you is good and show himself in different ways, okay? Right. You can't just box them up in one way. There's so many dimensions to you as an individual and as a human. So it's different dimensions to God. And so he shows us himself in different ways. So go and put the juice together and baptize yourself in the juice. And then text us, call us, email us, call in on the next show, as a matter of fact, and tell us about it. How about that, Mobounce Nation? Tell us when she gives you these recipes, do it and show up and say, okay, this is what happened for me. Did your skin get lighter? Did your soul feel lighter? Like what? What happened? You know, prove her wrong. You know, I don't know. Just show up. Just try it. Okay. You know, because that's one of the things that religion does, is it scares us out of trying God in different ways. You know, if we don't do one thing all the time, you don't eat green beans every day for every meal. Stop it. You know what I mean? You eat a variety. So let's do it. Okay. Let's do it. I didn't went on my tangent. Okay. Because
it was good.
I can hear the Holy Spirit people. I can hear them screaming inaudibly. Oh, God. Can't wait. Mm-mm, I can hear it. So anyway, so we're going to silence that. And we're talking about when you hit rock bottom. You know, rock bottom is not where you end. It's where God, the growth, and greatness begins. And if you're still here, it means you're not finished. And this is bounce back behavior. And the rebuild starts now. The rebuild starts now. So listen, let's talk about the rebirth experience. Before you hit a rebirth experience in anything, rock bottom just means you've gone as far as you can go in the existence that you've been existing in. Mm-hmm. Can I get an amen?
Amen. I say.
And what's normal is for us to have our trauma responses when we hit rock bottom. You know, when something hits and it's unexpected a lot of times, you know, we go through the fight, the flight, the freeze, or the fawn. So when it's fight, we run away from it. We will do everything not to address it, to avoid it, okay? And then, also with the fight, we become really resistant with things. We become really resistant, right? Mm-hmm. You want to state your claim. But then there's a flight. I'm sorry, I mixed it up. The flight. The flight is when you avoid and you run. You run and you avoid. And you're in denial. Okay, then you got the freeze. Those are my people that don't do anything. They act like it ain't nothing happening. Have you ever had that family member or that friend that they know they get in their ass beat by life, but then they act like it ain't happening? Well, it's not that bad. They didn't mean that. They didn't mean to say that. They just don't do anything. They just shut down, get mute, don't fight, don't do anything, right? That's freeze, okay? Mm-hmm. And then you have the fawn, a little bit of everything. Right. So those are our natural coping skills. We have natural innate coping skills. But one of the things that we have to understand is we have to learn to support our nervous system. Our nervous system is not meant to live in constant trauma. Our nervous system is not meant to live at rock bottom. So we have to understand that when our nervous system is living in that, then mental health becomes very prevalent. We're anxious, we're depressed, we're cycling back and forth. They call it bipolar. You know, you have a lot of stuff starts going on mentally. And it's all because we have to learn how to life with life and come out on the stronger side. So some people are spiritually strong, some people are mentally strong, some people are psychologically strong, some people are socially strong. But what we have to do is look at our deficits and make them stronger. So wherever you're strong at, you have to look at what makes you strong in that area. Just like Izzy was trying to teach me about videotaping and creating more videos and stuff. And I would get real intimidated and I would shut down and get frustrated and not do anything, right? So I'm freezing. But what I realize is anything that you want to be good at, you got to practice it. And sometimes when you're in rock bottom, sometimes you'll keep hitting rock bottom or you'll stay in rock bottom because there's something in you you haven't developed and that you need to practice to not be in rock bottom anymore. And so now you have to train your nervous system not to accept rock bottom, because your nervous system is not meant to live there. And so that's where the rebirth comes, but you have to invite the rebirth. You have to invite it. Invite the rebirth because you've gone as far as you can go in that rock bottom stage. You've gone as far as you can go. So now what is the rebirth? You go and look at what I call bliss. Because so many people think about external moving around and, you know, maybe not talking to this person or not talking to that person. Sometimes you're not strong enough to do that. So I created this acronym for bliss, beauty, love, intuition, sensuality, and significance. So I ask people, when you hit rock bottom, tell me in your bliss, your beauty, your love, your intuition, your sensuality, and your significance, what is lacking?
What is
and
what?
When you look at what's lacking, what's lacking, what's deficient, what's insufficient, you know, insufficient funds, where are your insufficient funds in your bliss? And once you find where your insufficient funds is, your beauty, if it's your loving, how you love and receive love, how you see yourself, your image, how you see your environment. If it's your intuition, you are cut off from God. You're not feeling God. You're not connected to spirit, not connected to the ancestors, the angels. You're not connected. You don't feel grounded. Is it your sensuality? Are you not alive in your body? Some of us are so detached from ourselves. You're not even alive in your body. So are you not finding pleasure in your body? Is it significance? You are lost. You don't know what your purpose is. You don't know why you were created. You don't know why you're still here. What in your bliss is deficient? And that's where the rock bottom comes in at. In order to get out of the rock bottom and start that climb out of there into your rebirth, you look at your bliss and you start developing your bliss. So really quickly, Robin Denise. What was your rock bottom moment and how did you climb out of it?
Ooh, child. Okay, so real quick. I have been homeless twice in my life. And the most recent one was last year, May 2024. Most of last year, I was homeless. And the rock bottom moment was I was homeless. I had $30 in my bank account and I had a plane ticket somewhere. And I had... the $30 was all I had. I didn't know how I was going to get to the airport with Uber. I didn't know how I was going to pay for my luggage to go underneath the plane. I didn't know how. And that day, Spirit told me, go check the mail. And there was a check in the mail. And that moment, I was like, oh, you guys are reminding me I'm always taken care of. No matter how bleak things look, I am always taken care of. I am set for life. I am set for life. And the way that I got out of it was saying these affirmations and going on a walk in Atlanta's Beltline, walking up and down that Beltline for 3 hours, saying these affirmations to myself. That's how I got out that hole.
I love it. I love it. So listen, that is deep because you have to watch what you're saying to yourself when you're in that rock bottom. And I like that Robin Denise is saying that. You have to watch what you're saying to yourself. And when you're in that rock bottom moment, it is messy, but it's sacred and it's necessary. And if you are listening, Mobounce Nation, you got to know it is messy. It's sacred, though. And it is necessary because the phoenix has to rise.
From the ashes.
What I want you to do is, after you baptize yourself with Robin's juju juice.
Oh my gosh.
I want you to work on your bliss. I want you to at least this week assess where you are in your bliss. That's your beauty, your love, your intuition, your sensuality, and your significance. And if you need some support with assessing your bliss and figuring out your rock bottom, why you rock bottom at this time and what phoenix is trying to rise, hit us up. You can hit me up at The Ready Woman on Instagram, at The Ready Woman, or you can simply go right here to LA Talk Radio on our page and click the link there and that will take you right to whatever you are looking for, whether it's books or if you want to work with me personally or Robin Denise. Robin Denise, do you have any closing words as we get ready to bounce out of here?
Yes, I want to say that the phoenix rises from the ashes. So sometime you got to let some things burn, let some past versions of you burn so that you can rise to the phoenix that you are meant to be. And I love y'all.
Listen, that is so good, because you know I got to take it back to the Bible, honey. He said he will give you beauty for ashes, and it's time to start collecting those ashes and turning it magically into that beauty. But the power works in you. This is Bounce Back Behavior, and the rebuild starts now. We did some great work today, but it's time to bounce.
You're listening to Bounce Back Behavior, the show with Nakisha Michelle and Robin Denise, only on LA Talk Radio.